Morning watch. Living and serving according to God's economy concerning the church, week 4. A proper prayer life for a proper church life, Saturday. Related reading, Colossians 4:2. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. Acts 6:4. But we will continue steadfastly in prayer and in the ministry of the word. Acts 1:14. These all continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and the prayers. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who operates in you, both the willing and the working for his good pleasure. Matthew 5:3-8. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Unceasingly pray. Related reading. Concerning persevering in prayer, we need to be willing to make a deal with the Lord, even to make a vow to him, that we will be a praying people. If all the saints in all the churches make such a deal with the Lord, the recovery will be greatly enriched and uplifted. Furthermore, the saints will enjoy the Lord, his presence, and his instant and constant anointing. All day long, they will enjoy the smile of the Lord's face. As we persevere in prayer, the living person of Christ becomes our experience and enjoyment. Whether the church is living and fresh and enriched depends on this one thing, that we are being filled continuously with the triune God. For this, dear brothers, we need first the willingness and second, the emptiness. The third thing that we need is the instant, constant prayer. We must pray. If we are able to do things, we do not need to pray much. We have confidence. We have knowledge. We have a way. We have ability. We have strength. We are certain we can handle the situation. We need to empty ourselves, knowing that whatever we can do is not counted. It is not only rejected, but even condemned by God. Whatever the old man can do is condemned by God. We have to realize this. Then we will see our need of God and will pray constantly and instantly. If you are short of willingness, short of emptiness, short of prayer, I cannot help you. Nor can you be of help to others. We should pray, Lord, by your mercy I am willing. In your grace I am empty. I am open to you with utter emptiness. I do not want to hold on to anything of my past experiences. I want to be fresh. All the time, unceasingly pray to be filled with him. Then you will experience divine wisdom, understanding, and knowledge coming to you like a tide. You will know how to contact the saints with the divine nature, how to supply them with Christ, how to build them up with the redemption of Christ, and with God's judgment. You will also have an inner ability to build up the saints in transformation and in the church life, not just to build them in character, but to build them up as a dwelling place for God. To be rich in the leadership, we need a willingness and emptiness and continuous prayer. When the elders come together, they should pray, not just discuss things. You like to call it fellowship, but maybe it is only a discussion. The elders need to pray their mind, their different understandings into the oneness. Pray yourselves into the Spirit. When you are praying in the Spirit, you have one mind. You are in oneness. Even in shepherding, in visiting either the unsaved or the saints, we should be constantly in prayer. We have all experienced that if we pray continuously, when we go, we do not speak what we thought we would. We find ourselves saying things we had no intention to say. What we say is new. By being in continuous prayer, our spirit is released, and we will find that we speak from our spirit. The crucial lack is this continuous prayer on the part of all the elders. whatever the locality, you are short of prayer, so you are short of the Spirit. It is when you are fully congenned in your prayer that you receive wisdom and the real understanding of the Lord concerning the situation, concerning people, and concerning the church. The Christian life is a life of prayer. Elders are not extraordinary Christians. To be a proper elder is to be a normal Christian. Many Christians are abnormal. Thus, the elders should set up a normal pattern. In this way, the church can be built up. Try to practice this, looking to the Lord for His mercy and grace.